This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Yep.
Go ahead. Ivan, you've enjoyed a lot of success playing in Germany. How strong is German football compared with, say, the Premier League?
Yeah, it's nice. It's always nice to be back in Germany. I spent a really nice 5 years here in 3 clubs, and I win a lot of trophies, and I will never forget. This time here, I got two kids here, and Germany it means something special for me. And to compare the leagues, yeah, they are like quite similar leagues. But there is a lot of space also in Germany. And I joined my time here, and in Premier League there is also, yeah, I think maybe the difference is there is like 5-6 really good teams in, and I think this is the only difference. They are like, for me, they are like similar leagues.
Done. Ivan, when Antonio came to Inter Milan, that's when you went back to Germany with Bayern Munich, and it took you a while to understand what Antonio wants. How difficult is it? Can you talk about how hard it is to play Antonio's way? How long did it take you to learn how to do that?
Yeah, it was tough in the beginning. I changed my position after many years. In the beginning, I was it was a little bit tough. But okay, I was working hard, and now already two and a half years I play on this position, and I think it's not bad, but every day we can do better, and we have to improve every day.
And Tottenham have got 5 or 6 new players this summer who are learning to play Antonio's football. What have you said to them, and have you told them to just keep working and be patient, and they'll, you know, do what you did?
Yeah. I spoke with all new players, and they have to know that. They came in the bigger club, and they have to be patient. They have to work every day, and they have to wait for their chance. And when the chance came, and they have to accept it, they have to play well. And it's only like this they're gonna help to the team to win the games.
Tom,
Ivan, following on from that, when you worked with Antonio at Inter Milan, they finally won the title after 11 years. Does that show that with patience and support, if you go down Antonio Conte's route, it will eventually lead to success?
Yeah, we know everyone that our coach he won the trophies in all the clubs in the past, and he likes to work. He likes to win. This is the most important, and that's the reason I come in England, and I also want to win, and I also want to show that we can do a lot of good things here in Tottenham, and I think we are on the good way, and just we have to continue to work every day hard and to listen our coach.
Tom.
Yvonne, I'm just interested in your assessment generally of this Tottenham team, because obviously you've got a lot of experience. People have talked a lot about what you've won before. Where do you think this Tottenham side are, and how close are they to maybe winning something this season?
Oh, we have to be, like I said, we have to be focused every day, work hard, and not to speak too much about this, and to speak in the dressing room that we know what we want, and I think this is the good way, and to show something important, and because in the past Tottenham always, I think last year they did not a bad job, but they were always close. They were missing something, and but now we know that it's gonna be tough in the Premier League. We know that it's gonna be tough in the Champions League, but with the hard work, with the every day, we can do a lot of good things.
Alistair.
Hey there, Ivan. You seem to have a growing relationship with Ryan Sessegnon. He often says that you give him lots of advice and things like that. Do you see that as your role with him, to help him, well, I suppose, realise his potential in a similar position?
Yeah, I know. I know what, when I was younger, when I came in Germany, I know that a lot of older players there, they have also helped to me, and because I didn't speak German, and they came to me, they showed me what I need to do better, where I have to improve to be better and to help to the team. And if I see that someone is not going or doing well, or someone can do even better, and then why not? I'm here to help also to the younger players, and I think this is the important for the team.
Sam.
Hi, Ivan. Tom mentioned that you've won so many trophies in your career. What do you think is the difference between a team that can go on and win multiple trophies and a team that maybe can't? Where does the difference lie?
Yeah, I think this... I think the management is important, the coach is important, also the... You needed the team a lot of good players with a winning mentality also, and you have to build some good atmosphere in the club. And I think this is the one of the main reasons to win something. If you don't have all of this, I think it's going to be difficult.
Okay, and we'll finish with Tom, please.
Even last season, before you came in, Antonio talked about that winning mentality, and a big part of that is when you lose, it really having to hurt and be painful. What was it like after the North London Derby defeat? How much is there a will to make it right tomorrow night?
Yes, it was tough, really, because we know what doesn't matter, or derby or some other games. When you lose, you feel bad, and but in football, like in all other sports, you have another chance. Into now, in 3 days later, we have to show that it was only the bad day, and that we have to show a better game. We have to play better. We have to run more, and we have to fight for the club. And I think this is what we didn't do in the last game. But I believe in my teammates, in my coach, and I think we're gonna show tomorrow, because tomorrow is gonna be really important step to pass the group.
Okay, thank you, Ivan.
Thank you.
Okay, questions for Antonio, Jack?
Hi, Antonio. What's the latest news on the players who were injured for the game on Saturday? And do you have any new injuries?
No new injuries. And then we have recovered Ben Davies. He will be on the bench. Yeah, and he's available. Only this news. For the others, Kulusevski is still out. Mora is out. Yeah.
Can you tell us when will Kulusevski be able to play again? And after what happened on Saturday, are you worried the team is too dependent on Kulusevski?
But about Kulusevski, honestly, and I don't know when. Yeah, the timing, you know, the timing to recover. I hope to recover quickly, but I don't know if for the next game or for the game in Champions League against Eintracht Frankfurt at home. I don't know this. And but about the situation, you know that it doesn't depend on one player, and we played for games without Deki, and we won with him, and we in the past we won and we lost with him, and it was the same. Yeah, and also in this this season, the team doesn't depend of one single player. It depends of the way that we go to play, the intensity that we want to put into the pitch, the desire, the yeah, it depends on this.
Tom?
Antonio, after 2 days now since the game on Saturday, what's the mood been like? How do you reflect on that game, and what are you hoping to see happen differently tomorrow night?
But, yeah, for sure we had a chance to play another game, and I think this is important because after a loss, you want to play quickly another game, and we have this possibility tomorrow. We know very well the game will be really tough because we are playing against Eintracht Frankfurt. They won Europa League last season. We are talking about one of the best teams in Germany. At the same time, we want to play our cards here, and I always said that this group is and there is a great balance, and tomorrow it will be an important game for us and also for them. Not decisive, but an important game.
Okay, Dan.
Antonio, you said before the Arsenal game you could switch to a 3-5-2. Without Kulusevski, is that in your thinking for tomorrow? And also, is Brian Hill ready to play any minutes at all?
No, but about Kulusevski, Kulusevski is out, but you know that with this type of player, with this squad, we can play in with these two systems, and 3-4-3 or 3-5-2, and we also Bissouma, that is a good player that can play with the two midfielders and two strikers. The two strikers could be Sonny Kane or Richarlison Kane. And about Kulusevski, I think it's better to when we want to play with the 3-4-3.
In your thinking at all, Hill?
About
Brian Hill.
Brian Hill. But Brian Hill, and he's staying in the squad. Brian Hill, and for sure tomorrow is the first option for our attack, because Kulusevski is out and Mora is out. I think Mora will be out for a long time, and it was the same for Kulusevski. You know, we are talking about a young player, a good prospect. We wanted to send him alone and in Valencia, but you know that for many circumstances the situation has changed. But I trust in him, I trust on him, and he's working very well. If we need the possibility to give him time, and then and I trust him, I trust on him, and he could play.
Did you just say Kulusevski would be out for a long time, you said?
No, Mora for a long time, probably.
Okay. How long?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think that now and He has this problem in his tendon, and the doctor, the therapist, they are not finding the right solution. And now he's stopping himself again. And yeah, if you ask me that I'm optimistic, I'm not optimistic, I'm pessimistic about this situation. And you know very well, to play in this way, to lose a player like him, and is a big loss for us.
Okay, we're going to Mike, Ali, and finish with Tom, please.
Antonio, in the games you lost against Arsenal and in Lisbon, and in the games where you drew at West Ham and Chelsea, the atmosphere was very intense in all those games, lots of noise, and here tomorrow night it's going to be very noisy. Do you want to see some more evidence that your players can handle the pressure of these occasions?
For sure, this is story, and also last season in Europe, and we lost many games away because we lost against Pacos Ferreira, we lost against Vitesse, we lost against Mora with me, and with you only ran in this season. This is story. We lost against Sporting Lisbon, now Arsenal away. And then we do against West Ham and Arsenal. For sure, we have to do much better when we play away. And yeah, I think that we have to improve. But it's part of our process. And it means that the team has to improve. Has to improve in the personality, in the game when you go to play away to be strong, but I repeat, it's part of process, and we need to have patience. At the same time, we have to try to change the situation.
Ali.
Hi there, Antonio. Obviously, talking about young players there with Brian Hill, some of the Tottenham fans have been wondering whether, because of Emerson's suspension after this match, that might open the door for some minutes for Jed Spence. Is that likely, or do they still have to be patient with him?
Yeah, but the fans has to be fans. You understand? The fans. It's the fans, I understand. They can think everything, but I see every day what happened during the training session, and I try to do the best for the team. And if they trust me, and they trust me. But the choices are mine. If I didn't decide to pick one player, it means that maybe he's not ready. And then we are talking about a young player with a good prospect. And yeah, but I repeat, I try to pick the best team, and also Doherty. Doherty last season played every game, and now I'm not seeing him in the right way to start the game. I'm not stupid. I don't want to lose. I try to put the best team and to pick the best team. Then, if they trust me, it's okay. If they don't trust me, and then I'm the coach, and then I have to pick the best decision for Tottenham.
Okay, and we'll finish with Tom, please.
Hi, Antonio. Since Saturday, there's been a lot of talk about the contrast, the difference in styles between Arsenal and Tottenham. Are you surprised, are you frustrated even, when people talk so much about Tottenham being a defensive team?
I think that for the characteristic of the players, and we have two different situations to play. For sure, if we were able to exploit the situation, especially last passes, we could score many goals against Arsenal. Instead, we made really bad mistakes for the last passes because we had the opportunity to go 1-1 and... yeah, but every team has to think and to understand the way to play different games. Yeah. Then I repeat. Last season we won 3-1, and in the same way. Yeah. Then when you lose, you have to explain. And when you win, the opponent has to explain. But for me, it's important to try to have a plan to put my players in the best possible situation to exploit their characteristic. Otherwise, it can happen that you can concede six, seven goals, eight goals. And in England, happened a lot of time, this. In my career, never happened. And I don't like to play open and to concede a lot of space and to concede six, seven, eight goals. In England happened a lot of time. Yeah, I won in England, and then I won in my past, and maybe I think I can teach football many people. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. Nothing feels as good as making others feel good. Those so-called feel-good holiday films? They can't hold a gingerbread-scented candle to the feeling of giving them something that gives them all the feels. Make this December one to remember. Together. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.